You know what it's time for?
A Tandem Rangent! Welcome to our next episode of Tandem Rangent with Cool Stevie Steve and the Idiot.
Yay!
Where we talk for sometimes exactly 10 minutes about a completely random topic.
Unscripted. Off the chart.
Unhinged. We don't know how it's going to go.
Yep.
I don't know the topic.
Yep.
Steven doesn't know the topic.
Steven doesn't know the topic. Scotty doesn't know. Isn't that a song from a movie?
It is a song from a movie, which also, that song lives well to this day.
Yeah.
Steven is the one who captures the responses from everyone who fires them in. Thank you for doing that. He puts them in his magical hat, and he plucks one just before we begin episodes. So, Stevie.
Yes.
What is today's random tangent topic?
Today's Tandem Rangent is...
Did I say random tangent?
You said it the right way.
Great. God damn it. Jacqueline. What is today's Tandem Rangent?
Today's Tandem Rangent is time travel.
Ooh.
This is going to have to be an actual fact-checking pod episode, but we'll start off just unscripted on this topic.
I completely agree. Yeah. And you know what? The people send it in. The people want it. You got to make it happen.
Yeah. This is... From my good friend, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
We love you. Delight. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. And if you want your name shouted out on our pod, engage.
Give us the ideas.
Time travel. Do you want to go first? Where should we begin? Let's begin at the beginning.
Time. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. That's a Doctor Who reference for...
That is so cute.
You Whovians out there.
First question. Do you believe in time travel?
I think I do. Mm-hmm. Do you? Yeah. What kind of time travel are we talking, though?
Okay, so here's the thing. Lots of layers.
Yes.
Lots of layers. I'm spiraling. So, first and foremost, do you remember that video of the woman in, like, the 20s walking down the sidewalk, and she seemingly has a cell phone to her ear?
I don't know if I've seen this. I don't think so.
Oh, my God. When we're allowed to open our laptops, because, side note, we are not allowed to research anything as this is happening.
We're not allowed on our computers. We're not allowed to fact check anything.
We do not look anything up during Tandem Rangents.
Which I don't ever really. Anyway, that's Jacqueline's job.
I love it. So, there's a video... Exactly what I just mentioned. I think it's like New York or something. Again, I'll have to figure it out.
Okay.
She's walking down the sidewalk, and she's, you know, when people are like, oh, ha, 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 like the actual mannerisms of when they're on the phone, and she has her hand to her ear, and people went nuts saying like, this is footage of her on a cell phone, and she was caught. She's a time traveler. Now.
She could have also been like just mentally unstable.
1,000%. Also could have been like talking to a potato. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
It's absolutely been debunked, but it's like a really interesting.
It's been debunked?
Oh, yeah. There are several things. Like there are frame by frame kind of breakdowns where she's either like holding something or doing something or like talking to a friend who's farther away. Right.
Yeah.
So, but do I believe in time travel? I don't believe that we get into a machine and it zip, 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 zip.
Yes.
And, a la the DeLorean, you don't have to hit 85.
Yeah.
I don't think that happens. I think what has happened and could happen is wormholes.
Okay.
You know, like tunnels, these different dimensions. We talked about shadow people and how they can slip through time in different dimensions. That is what I think.
Parallel universes.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Different dimensions, different parallels.
Do you think some aliens have the ability to time travel?
I absolutely do. My brain cannot understand how that can happen.
Fair. Well, I mean, if they're aliens and they have spaceships, then they could go through these wormholes.
Absolutely.
That I'm sure in the universe galaxy out there somewhere. Exactly.
That is exactly where my mind goes. And that's where like all of my thoughts of that are based on.
Right.
All my beliefs are based on. You know, again, do they have a machine that zips them back there? No, I think it's like physically traveling through a portal.
Okay.
That is what I
love. I love it.
Yeah.
Like a Stargate. I used to love that show. Did you ever watch that show?
I did not. I'm surprised I didn't.
Because it's all about aliens.
I know. And like Babylon 5, all that. I know.
I miss those shows.
Man, they don't make good TV anymore.
They don't. They really don't. Right. They do, but they don't.
Yeah. Not like, in the way that where it was like a sitcom. Yeah. Or not just a sitcom, but like a series where you're like, you have 27 episodes.
Yeah.
You do 8 and you binge it all in a day.
Yeah, which I do love, but it's
It's different.
I can't do commercials anymore.
Oh, God.
I started watching The new Fallout show based on the TV or based on the video game. So good. Anyway, so tandem rangent. On tandem rangent within a tandem rangent.
Breaking the fourth walls.
What were we talking about?
Time travel. So, but what do you think? Like, do you think it's an actual machine that someone has somewhere? Or do you think it's like...
I could maybe eventually see that happening.
Okay.
Maybe, like, far in the future. Or, I mean...
Ironically,
it could have already happened and they could come back and visit us.
Sure.
But I think if I really think about it, I agree with you.
Yeah.
There's some sort of, like, natural phenomenon and, like, a wormhole portal thingamajig. Do you think it's a natural phenomenon? I don't know.
Well, I mean...
it would have to be.
I think our brains are just... We cannot... I mean, the words that we actually think... Okay, I'm getting... This is insight into what's to come.
Okay.
So, when we say the words a natural phenomenon...
Okay.
We only know, to the best of our ability, what we think those words mean.
Oh, well, yeah.
Do you understand? Would you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So... yes, I do believe that these wormholes, et cetera, are already out there. We just haven't discovered them. We don't know how to access them. We don't know where they're at. But let me ask you this. If there was a machine that sent you back,
okay,
where, number one, would you go? And number two, what time period would you go?
Back or forward?
Great point, Steven.
Any or.
Where would you go?
I mean, I would love to visit, like, ancient Egypt. That'd be awesome. The height of the Roman Greek Empire.
Oh, see? Another man thinking about the Roman Empire.
Not for reasons you think.
I mean, I'm already thinking of pretty gay reasons.
But well, yeah. All the gay reasons. Apparently, they were very gay back then.
We were taught that in school, that it was like you are put on the battlefield with your lover, so you're going to fight harder. Hello. Yeah. I celebrate that. I mean, I don't celebrate war, but like.
I was thinking you were talking about. Have you seen this? The whole like straight man. It's like, how often do you think of the
Roman
Empire?
That is why I said that.
That's why. Okay.
That was the joke, Steven. But I really like it that we took it completely the other direction.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Also, I think it would be very cool to go back to see the dinosaurs.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah. But. Would you want to go back or would you want to go forward to kind of see what's up? And then like, because I feel like if you went back, you would want to change something.
Well, yeah, I think the temptation. Yeah. I forgot to start the timer.
It's fine. I
had one job.
I've got the timer on thing here.
I feel like Nick Smith on...
legit.
Mateo Nick.
You had one job.
I have one job.
Wait, Squidward. You had one job. Did that sound like Squidward?
Yeah, but Nick's...
Nick, if you're listening, we love you.
Mateo and Nick. Mateo is the one yelling at Nick about how he had one job. Anyway. I don't remember what I was saying. Shit.
Going forward?
Oh, yeah. Changing things? Would you want to change? You'd be hard-pressed not to change things when you came back.
Step on a butterfly.
Oh, my God. And the whole idea of, like, do you think that if we meet ourselves, the entire timeline unravels?
It could.
Right?
But then they're all... are also, like, the shows where, you know, you go back and meet yourself and I don't know where I was going with that.
Everything's totally fine. There's a lot of, I think there are, like, there's a lot of problems with time travel.
Yeah.
They're potentially, again, crossing episodes when we die. I feel like that could be a thing that could happen where you can be like, oh, I'm in this plane now. I'm going to go check out what the 20s were like because they already happened and there's no risk of me screwing anything up.
Right? Oh, I mean, fair.
Right?
Yeah. I also just want to see what the future's like.
Yeah.
But it could be really fucked up and bad, which I don't want to see. But also, if it's like an apocalyptic world, that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be cool. Or let's also hope, let's put a shining light on things. Maybe the generation who's being born right now will fix everything.
Fingers crossed.
Let's hope. Little babies. Got it. Well, looks like that's all the time we have. I'll see you in the future, Steven.
Hey, see you in the future.
Thank you so much for listening to
Or if you're listening this in the future, we're coming from you from the past. We're coming at you from the past.
Which is true.
It's true.
Because it's going to be released in the future, but it'll already have happened in the past.
My brain hurts.
Let's go eat something. Thank you for listening to another episode of Tandem Rangents with Cool Stevie Steve and the Idiot. I don't really remember how we ended the last one.
I think I just did the whole, like, tandem rangents.
Tandem rangents. Yeah.